Canadian spring. There it is, the singing of frogs. I knew I'd recognize at once the warm, high chirping, bird-like, drowsy, and urgent. He told me I should hear him so. On a still night with a touch of frost tingling the air, so that the stars in a black sky are single, brilliant, and lonely, flashing undimmed down to the blacker horizon. This frost, quivering with the singing of frogs, is the breathless messenger of the sudden spring. I have seen the mayflowers, as he told me, thrusting their spears through ash-gray winter leaves to blossom delicately white in shady places, and gummy chestnut buds bursting to release the crumpled leaves that hang like little green bats sleeping a long sleep in the sun. And soon the apple trees will blossom through the valley like pink-white cloud, half flower, half dream. But oh, it is a hard beauty, incised with steel in sunlit granite, a cruel beauty without distance or profundity. And so he said it would be. So it is. If I call to him now to listen to the frogs, he'll come and take me tenderly in his arms, and I won't dare to open my eyes for fear I'll see his face against the sky and fancy the river behind me shivering with stars and the house pale behind him and myself dreaming of candlelight behind the darkened windows and the color of fire on books and a round table polished to limpid stillness. There was an April night when he came to me with his arms tumbled full of flowers. His hair was bleached by the sun and his eyes had the sea in them. That March the crocuses had come with a new meaning, and the spring came timidly, the tiny leaves mistily waiting for the sun. But the time was slow and heavy after the daffodils, after he'd gone away. Then he came home, and the summer was a bright tapestry of rich grass and roses smothering a thatched cottage and Cornish gorse in flame and Somerset heather in flower and crooked peaceful hedges and the passionate song of larks and flashes of sun-hot sky wherein the spun cirrus shaped with slow growth into wild feathers. Do I remember well that words came more gently then? That there wasn't this glint of ice in bird song and voices? That was another life, a whole world different. That was another earth. A cold, wide ocean, distant. Oh, take me in your arms and fashion some stillness out of my heart's crying for remembered daffodils.